following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Live from the NFL Draft in Detroit and inside the world-famous Caucus Club, it's a special statewide broadcast of The Huge Show from the 313 Party with NFL agent David Gregory, Bull Rush Sports, and the Michigan Sports Network. Today, Huge and his Lions NFL insiders will preview tonight's first round and look ahead to day two and three of the draft from Detroit. Huge love to Coppercraft Distillery, the Tullymore Golf Resort, and Doran Mayhew for being our lead presenting sponsors of today's broadcast and 313 Draft Bash. Now, let's go live to the NFL Draft in Detroit with a huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is our number three NFL Draft 2024. We'll start in just about 3 hours, less than 0.3 mile from where we're at in downtown Detroit at the beautiful Caucus Club. And what a destination for our private 313 first-round draft bash tonight with David Gregory, NFLPA certified agent, Bull Rush Sports Management. They are based in West Michigan. Marty Boer in the Michigan Sports Network and the Huge Show here in Detroit. It's been an unbelievable afternoon. The night will be fantastic. Three straight days. The NFL is centered on the east side of Michigan. We also threw out our Flying Ace Whiskey huge question of the day. What do you think the Lions will do tonight in the first round? I think they're going to trade up and get their guy, and that would be a cornerback or an edge rusher. They are built to win right now. This isn't about draft capital or holding on to draft picks. And based on some of the national stories, a buzz is out there that the Lions are willing to trade up. Josh Garvey, he is the managing shareholder at Doran Mayhew, NGR. He will join us coming up in a few moments. Tony Anise, Ferris State University, has cranked out a lot of players who have been drafted and also made NFL rosters. We'll talk to Tony from Big Rapids before we are done. If you missed Anthony Broome on Michigan, they could set a record. If they get 16 of those 18 guys who were invited to the combine drafted, it would be the most in 1 year from any school. Hello, SEC. Hello, Ohio State. And something that hasn't been talked about, and I love what Coach Smith is doing at Michigan State, but no Spartans on the radar for a draft in their home state. Doesn't mean they won't get somebody drafted, but that kind of – you can – I believe this, and I've always said it. When you look at Saban teams, you look at Kirby Smart, you've looked at Stoops, Oklahoma, heyday, Ohio State, national powers. When you crank out a lot of NFL draft picks, it says something about the state of your program. And Michigan had 18 invited to the combine. Will they break the record from that Georgia team that whipped Michigan's butt in that first college football playoff down in Florida? They'll need to get to 16. Anthony Broome before the end of the hour. Also, thanks to everybody here at the Caucus Club in Detroit. It's an amazing place. It's an old school, like top shelf steakhouse with a cool bar and a vibe. And like I said, we're 0.3 mile away from the NFL draft stage. Award-winning restaurant found in the historic... What's the building again?
Penobscot.
Hey. Marty had Penobscot, but he took some tetracycline, and he's been good ever since. So thank you, Marty Boer from the Michigan Sports Network. It's also the first restaurant in downtown Detroit to feature in-house butchery and dry-aged steaks. That's pretty cool. Great craft cocktail offerings. I know some folks are talking about the Coppercraft Vodka and Gin that they just had. Thank you so much to Coppercraft Distillery, one of our presenting sponsors, along with Matt Golden and his team at the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, and Doran Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting, CPA, and business firms. Josh Garvey will give us his thoughts on the Lions and what they'll do tonight. He just walked over with his wife and checked out the draft stage, and people are Filing in is an understatement right now here in downtown Detroit. And the Caucus Club is a family-owned restaurant, passionate about the guest experience. So if you're ever coming down to Detroit for business, for a game, a concert, make sure you stop by the Caucus Club. Or if you're looking for a venue for a private event, man, we have the place tonight with the 313 Draft Bash. Let's welcome in Josh Garvey, managing shareholder, Dorn Mayhew's GR office. He had a chance to walk over and check out the draft stage. I think when you see it in person, you kind of get a feel for how big this event, Josh, is for Detroit and also all across the country and around the world. Detroit is the epicenter of pro football today, tomorrow, and on Saturday.
It sure is. We just walked down there, and right on the riverfront, people everywhere.
A lot of people already.
Lots of people. Booths and tents set up. They're selling all sorts of autographed memorabilia, and it is just an awesome scene down there. And the Detroit River, everything just looks amazing down there. Everybody's friendly, in a good mood. They got big screens set up. It's a fun environment down here today.
All right, Josh, what do you think the Lions are going to do? This week I've been pushing since Monday that I believe they're going to trade up and they're going to get that cornerback. They have their guy. I feel this. You're Brad Holmes, you're Dan Campbell, you have your war room down in Allen Park, right? You have your five guys that you dream of getting. And I think Gibbs and Williams have been part of them, and maybe even Branch looking at the last couple years, right? So you have your guy, and it gets to 13, 14, that area. And he's still there, or a couple of them are still there, and you know they're not going to last until 29. Do you think – I do believe Holmes would make that move and go get his guy, because there's a couple things, not just for show with the draft in Detroit, but if you go do that with all the Lions Nation that's here right now in downtown Detroit, and you solidify your secondary – with a corner who's going to start for the next 4 years, or a rush edge opposite of Hutch, who will start for their rookie contract, you're going to get the Lions fans saying what I have been saying for a long time, that they'll have a shot at putting together a mini dynasty over this next 5 to 7 years. So what do you think they're going to do tonight?
I expect Holmes to get aggressive like he's done in the past. He's shown us that he's not afraid to pick up the phone and make bold calls and bold moves. So they're targeting, I think, a couple of corners and a couple of DEs. And I like Kool-Aid McKinstry huge. I like him out of Alabama.
He could be there at 29.
He might be there, but that's a might. And so I expect Holmes to pick up the phone and try to make a deal. I really do. He's aggressive, and I think you see them get into the teens like you just mentioned.
Somewhere in the teens. I was talking with Matt Boer. He's a football expert from Holly. He heads up the Holly Lions fan base. And we were talking that if all the quarterbacks go, the thing to watch if you're a Lions fan in the first part of the first round tonight, if those six quarterbacks are gone by 12 or 13, that is big for the Lions, because now they can move up. And I've even thrown this out, and we talked about it with Risden and Mike Kimber, who will join us from Lions Nation Unite in a few moments. Hendon Hooker, if all these teams swing and miss on a quarterback and the Raiders need one, or the Broncos don't get one, and you got Hooker sitting there, they're going to give Goff that big money. Come on, right?
Yes, absolutely. Let's go.
Why not? Why not? What's Hooker like? I'm talking with Marty's brother Matt at lunch. Okay, if they're gonna give Goff the money, which they're gonna give Goff all the big dough, Hooker's never gonna play during his rookie deal. So never. What are you sitting on him for?
Hey.
You're gonna lose him. You're gonna lose him to, you're never gonna franchise tag him.
No.
So if a team is quarterback desperate, which a lot of teams are in this draft, think about that, right?
We're built to win now, Huge. We talked about this on the show for a long time. We're built to win now, and so why would you wait on that? I think you let him go, and you make your move.
But all that's predicated on those quarterbacks being gone.
Right.
I want to see four quarterbacks. Well, you got Marvin Harrison Jr., but then again, the Cardinals could trade down a spot with somebody, knowing they could still get Harrison Jr., and somebody ensures that they get their quarterback. I love this, man, especially on draft day. We're in downtown Detroit. Josh Garvey from Dorn Mayhew. They have their world headquarters up 75 in Troy here on the east side of the state. Josh heads up the Dorn Mayhew Grand Rapids office. How many players do you think they're away from being a Super Bowl champion?
Three.
Three where? So corner, obviously, we just talked about.
I think we need a corner. I think we need a defensive end. And I think we're one receiver short, huge. After Josh Reynolds left, I think we need one more fill-in receiver there that to fill that void. Reynolds going to Denver. I think you're one more receiver short. So a defensive end, a corner, and one more receiver, and I think you're there.
I agree. I'm with you. I think all of us, we all know, we know what they need right now. And if you can get one of those positions completely filled, because it's a roll of the dice, spin the wheel at 29. But you know you can move up, and now you're two players away. And if Davenport plays well, get 1 year out of him at defensive end, you're fine. Okay, and who says you still can't go get somebody, and again, depending on what you would have to give up. But my Lord, and that's why the Hooker thing comes into play that nobody's talked about, where he was a third rounder, he hasn't played. I know some will say, well, what if Goff goes down? Well, I'll tell you what, if Goff goes down, you're going to hope you just make the playoffs, right?
Right.
You're going to hope you just make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
If Goff goes down game one, you're going to say, I hope they just make the playoffs. And I'm not. I do not look at Hooker as the savior or the future after Goff.
Absolutely not.
I think he was drafted to be a possible trade piece one day. And it could be this year. And if Brad Holmes does that, he's a living genius, which he may be already.
Gee, seems like he is already.
Yeah, Josh Garvey.
We all questioned him last year, right? We did with
anything.
Jahmyr Gibbs, everybody threw their hands up, and look what happened.
So the negatives, if you had to list the negatives on Brad Holmes, it would be I didn't like the backup quarterbacks initially when he took over. It is, as Matt Boer said, a short list. I didn't like the backup quarterbacks. I'm like, what's this guy doing? They're bums, right? And then he went out and got Teddy Bridgewater, and they drafted Hooker, and I'm like, okay, he gets it now. Okay, he learned his lesson. wow, that might be it. That might be it.
It could be.
That's it. There's nothing else there. All right, Josh, stick around. We'll talk to you more. Josh Garvey, managing shareholder, Dorn Mayhew. Also, we'll let Josh jump in with Mike Kimber, Micro Mike. Chat Sports YouTube, also part of Lions Nation Unite. He is up at Soaring Eagle in Mount Pleasant inside the Ascend Sportsbook and Nightclub with Herman Moore's crew for their NFL Draft Watch Party. We're down in Detroit. How you doing, Michael?
I am living the dream. Super excited for tonight and what the Detroit Lions going to do to gain some of that talent and take us to the next level.
All right, so from where we talked in studio a couple of days ago, have you changed your thoughts on what they will do in the first round, or what are you expecting tonight?
I fully expect the Detroit Lions are going to trade up in this draft and attempt to get two of one corners, whether it be Quinn Young Mitchell or Terry Arnold. I think that's what they want to do. We've heard rumors now the last couple of days, and I truly do believe that he's going to be aggressive and try to establish that number one corner in this draft.
Who could be a sleeper name that they get tonight if they don't trade up at 29 that a lot of people may not be talking about, Michael, in terms of the Lions?
How about a sleeper here, a center out of Oregon, Jackson Powers Johnson? If they decide to stay there, he is definitely a Dan Campbell type of guy. Gritty football player, smart. He's the best center in the college coming up here. And we just heard rumors that Frank Ragnow potentially could retire after this season. So that could be a sleeper name for the Lions to pick up.
Yeah, center, you have the center of the football universe. All the eyes are on Detroit, and you take a center. But, hey, it's a need, and Brad Holmes is all about needs. And same thing with Dan Campbell. Now, one note with Mike Kimber and Micro Mike Chat Sports on YouTube, also part of Lions Nation Unite with Herman Moore. We have you covered all across the state tonight for round one of the draft. They're having a huge draft watch party with Herman and the crew at the Ascend Sportsbook and Nightclub in Soaring Eagle in Mount Pleasant. Also, our friends from all the brands Steakhouse and Grills are having NFL draft watch parties tonight with two happy hours every day of the week at all brands locations. And we're here in Detroit at the Caucus Club. J.J. McCarthy, before I let you go, Michael, where is he going in the draft tonight?
I think that the Minnesota Vikings are going to attempt to get a J.J. McCarthy, him at the New York Giants. Look for those two teams to try to get him for that squad, because both the teams are looking to get a quarterback, and I don't think they're going to be able to get to the top two, probably not even top three, with the Patriots probably getting Drake May. So look for J.J. McCarthy and the Minnesota Vikings. That makes a lot of sense.
And look for Lions Nation Unite on YouTube, online, Facebook, and Twitter for their live breakdown of round one tonight from the Ascend Sportsbook and Nightclub inside the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Say hello to Herman Moore. Michael, thank you so much.
All right, you guys have a great night. Go Lions.
Yeah, it's a huge night all across the state, like I mentioned, from the Ascend Sportsbook and Nightclub. That round one draft watch party in Mount Pleasant, the huge show, Michigan Sports Network, Bull Rush Sports here at the Caucus Club, less than a third of a mile from the NFL draft stage. We're here, and thanks to our huge marketing partners, Josh Garvey and his team at Dorn Mayhew, also the Tullymore Golf Resort. Tullymore 18 is open. The St. Ives 18 opens up this weekend. Book your getaway or tee time. Less than an hour north of GR, go to TullymoreGolf.com. Coppercraft Distillery, I mentioned, they're more than Honolulu Blue. The Coppercraft Vodka and Gin is very popular early here at our 313 Draft Bash. And also Josh Garvey, we'll check back in with him. So J.J. McCarthy, I know you follow Michigan football, Josh. I'm very curious why he's not down here, why he is watching it at a private location. I don't like conspiracy theories, but if you knew you had a chance to be the top five guy in a draft in the state, you just won a national championship, wouldn't you come down here? Would you?
I think so. I think you would.
Or do you get information that maybe your stock isn't as high as the media's build up? And you don't want to sit here and have a, there. I may be reading too much into it, which I probably am, but I do that for a living every day, Monday through Friday, 3 until 6. But I would think, could you imagine the roar of the crowd? If he's going to be pick three by the Patriots, if he's going to be pick, you know, let's go Vikings trade up and get him anywhere between 4 and 8. Even if he's 10, that just the marketing, the imaging, he's done all these interviews with Eisen and everybody, and you're not going to show up to the draft in your home state. Now he's a Chicago guy, but where you played, when I heard that today, I'm like, that doesn't seem right. Maybe he's under the weather, right? Could have been running, you know, you're tired, right?
Maybe.
Something
seems off with that.
It does.
Yes, it does.
I don't know. Just a little, like, as we watch a draft unfold tonight here at the Caucus Club, why McCarthy went, because he's the only Michigan guy that's going to be a first rounder unless there's a late first round surprise for Roman Wilson or Sammer still, right?
Right. Right.
Where do you think he's going to go tonight, JJ?
I think that those trades that are rumors, I'll be honest, I think Harbaugh is going to make a full court press with the Chargers organization to try to get JJ out in L.A. I do.
And trade Herbert?
I do. I really
could you
do.
Imagine if there I was really the draft do. Night trade and they got rid of Herbert? The problem is you're going to get such a salary cap hit, but does Harbaugh even care about that?
I don't think so. I think he's in rebuild mode. They traded off some of their
everybody.
Keenan
Allen,
guys,
Mike
right?
Thomas.
They let them all go.
Ackler, they're all gone.
So who's left? Herbert. That's it. That's all.
So if you got Herbert, you're going to stick with him and you go get J.J. He said Michigan West, right?
He did.
When he took over.
I think J.J.'s going out west.
He trades Herbert. And all of a sudden, he won't do it to the Broncos in the division. It'd have to be to the NFC. He would not do it inside the AFC.
Nah, no way.
So who would covet? Oh my God, the Vikings.
Minnesota.
Josh, I think, you know, we're going to start, after talking with Matt Boer, he goes, I love your conspiracy theories, Bill, because I think you're completely full of it. I listen to you on the iHeart app, and I tell my brother Marty Boer for the Michigan Sports Network, he's full of it, but I can't stop listening to him. He's like the girls I dated when I was growing up in Avondale. They were full of it, but I couldn't stop dating them. Oh, could you imagine if Harbaugh did that tonight?
Why would it shock you, though?
It
doesn't shock
right now,
me.
Nothing.
Doesn't shock me. I could see that.
That
happening.
He knows, all right, by the time we're going to be good, it's going to be 2, 3, 4 years. We'll be fine on the salary cap then.
Absolutely.
Michigan West.
It's coming.
And they go, the L.A. Chargers go to maize and blue unis. And then Harbaugh, how about if he does that, and then for all the media covering the Chargers draft, he buys them all a hamburger.
You had to go there, huh?
I think he's going to sue. You know what Reggie Bush is doing, suing the NCAA for defamation.
Yes, he is.
Don't count out Harbaugh suing the NCAA. Or Michigan for saying that they agreed that he misled investigators. Don't they? Harbaugh, he doesn't forgive and forget.
He does not.
Boy, that's a good call. If they pull the trigger and they get JJ and they trade Herbert to the Vikings and get him out of the AFC. And then Herbert has Justin Jefferson and Addison. Way to kill the Lions' dream, Josh.
Sorry.
Now you get me concerned if that happened and they had him with those receivers and Hockenson coming back from the knee injury. That's good stuff. Josh, stick around. We'll talk more before the end of the hour. Josh Garvey, managing shareholder, Dorn Mayhew's Grand Rapids office, one of the world's top accounting CPA business firms, the world headquarters, up 75. Here on the east side of the state in Troy. We'll be broadcasting live from there tomorrow, staying in the Detroit area for day two of the NFL draft. We do have our Flying Ace Whiskey huge question of the day. You've heard Josh's conspiracy theories. He left out Lee Harvey Oswald. Everything else is covered. You can answer that question. What do you think the Lions will do tonight? 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE.
You're listening to The Huge Show, live statewide on the Michigan Sports Network from the NFL Draft in Detroit and the 313 Party at the Caucus Club with Bull Rush Sports, Copper Craft Distillery, the Tullymore Golf Resort, and Doran Mayhew.
In the den.
Step up to the plate with Eagle Casino and Sports, the mobile sportsbook app that you can bet on all your favorites all year round, including, of course, our national pastime. So download the app and start winning today at Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan. Must be 21 years or older and in Michigan to play.
This is Matt Shepard. Today features the anniversary of a special Tigers moment, maybe a memorable Detroit moment. It was on this April 24th in 1978 when Mark the Bird Fidrich appeared on the cover of Sports Illustrated. He was a young phenom. 2 years earlier in 1976, he was named Rookie of the Year after winning 19 games and leading the league in ERA and complete games. The two-time All-Star started 1978 strong, winning 2 games in 3 starts. Unfortunately, he wouldn't make another start that year. He'd be limited to just 13 more starts and just 2 wins the rest of his injury-shortened career. He was special while it lasted. It just didn't last long enough for Tigers or baseball fans.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.com. MHSAA.TV. That's MHSAA.TV. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
Get ready to win big every Friday in April during Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort's 43rd gaming anniversary. Every hour from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., two winners will receive $500 in premium play. Then at 10 p.m., one lucky winner will walk away with $4,300 cash. The celebration doesn't stop there. On April 26th at 10 p.m., one lucky player will take home the grand prize of $43,000 cash. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway reimagined. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Van Andel Institute Purple Community is a grassroots fundraising network powered by the dedicated volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve human health now and in the future. When you raise funds through the Van Andel Institute Purple Community, 100% of the proceeds go directly to the Institute's research into diseases like cancer and Parkinson's, as well as VAI's science education programs. Learn how you can get involved at purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Anthony Broom from TheWolverine.com. I had a great story that I just retweeted in regards to could Harbaugh, former Harbaugh players, set a record for the school with the most players drafted tonight, Friday and Saturday here at the NFL Draft in Detroit. And Anthony Broom from TheWolverine.com is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing great. I made my way to downtown Detroit, kind of ducked into a building for a few, but man, it is buzzing down here. I think this entire weekend has a chance to be somewhat of an infomercial for the Michigan Wolverines football program. And it starts tonight with J.J. McCarthy, who... really, the draft kind of starts when we figure out where the heck he's going to go. So, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I'm having a great time down here so far. I think this is an event where if you're a fan of college football, if you're a fan of NFL football, to me, this is the perfect Venn diagram of that. And, you know, for Lions fans in particular, I mean, all you've ever had before a couple years ago was the draft. Now you've got a good football team. Now you've got that passion for the draft. It's just, I mean, the atmosphere down here is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I could feel it when I was walking into the caucus club a couple hours ago. We're about 0.3 of a mile from the NFL draft stage. And it starts with J.J. McCarthy, and we'll get to the rest of the Wolverines over the weekend that could be drafted if they get beyond 15 that Georgia had from that Georgia team that throttled Michigan down in South Florida. They'll set a record and a historic team when people look back on this for decades. But the story that I heard earlier today that JJ isn't going to be at the draft, and I'm trying to figure out why. They love you in the state of Michigan. You're going to go no later than 13. Okay, 2 to 13. No later than the Raiders at 13, if he did drop. I'm not saying he's going to drop, but I am concerned when he's not going to be at the draft, is he worried he could drop? Or because he likes this, he did a great interview with Eisen about, you know, when he was in his mama's belly and his dad's called him his little quarterback. It was tearjerker watching that. But are you surprised J.J. McCarthy isn't going to be walking out on stage to hug Roger Goodell when he's drafted tonight in the first round?
I am a little bit surprised because, yeah, I mean, Ann Arbor's 45 minutes west of here. He's going to come off the board fairly early. I mean, again, I think the buzz has cooled down on him being a potential top four, top five pick. But would I be surprised if he's the number six pick, number eight pick for someone trading up? Certainly he's not going to fall past the Denver Broncos at pick number 12. So for me, yeah, I mean, he's going to go early. But I think he's the type of guy that, and this is why I feel like a market like Minnesota or a market like Denver is probably best for him. He doesn't need the spotlight. He doesn't need the constant microscope on him. You know, he just wants to play football, and he wants to be kind of that rising tide that raises everything else around him. So I'm not 100% surprised that he's not here, to be honest, but it would have been great to be here. I mean, it kind of kicks off that weekend for Michigan. No Michigan guys were or will be in that draft green room. A lot of guys just deciding to stay remote and things like that, but a little bit surprised, but not given that we know the guy. I don't think I'm super surprised that he's not around.
Anthony Broom from TheWolverine.com. He is in downtown Detroit, not too far from us, getting ready to cover the NFL draft this weekend, connected to those 18 Wolverines who were invited to the combine. Yeah, just, JJ's kind of done his own thing since he's been at Michigan, maybe since he's played the game of football. And like I said, 2 to 13. 13 would be, if for some reason he did drop 13, the Raiders need a quarterback. I think that's the low side. 2 could be the shocking pick after Caleb Williams tonight here just down the street. So when you look at the 18 invited to the combine and doing your homework and research for TheWolverine.com, Anthony, how many players do you think Michigan will have drafted when this thing ends on Saturday here in Detroit?
I think I got to 14 pretty safely. You know, I don't need to go through all the names, but I think 14 for sure. It's going to come down to, there's a group of four at the end, I think, is where things get interesting. It's with Trent A. Jones, Carson Barnhart, Ladarius Henderson, and Josh Wallace. I think if two of those four guys get drafted, I think they break the record. Obviously, if one of them gets drafted, they match the record. But it's going to be interesting because, you know, you've got these three footholds now. These former Michigan coaches or guys that have ties to Michigan, with the Baltimore Ravens, the Los Angeles Chargers, the Seattle Seahawks, with Mike McDonald. I think they all, listen, I mean, they have a duty, these guys that run those teams, to pick the best player they possibly can. But, you know, I tend to think if you've got to take a chance on a guy in round 6, round 7, I think that these Michigan guys, it's a pretty safe bet that they're going to at least contribute to your team, at least, you know, with some of those late round guys. Maybe they push for time in camp, or they're on your practice squad. So to me, I think they'll get there. I think they'll get to 16 barely, but I think you're going to have to watch this entire NFL draft to kind of see if they do that, because I really do think it's going to come down to the wire. So I think 13 to 14 guys is pretty safe. From there, you'd only need one guy to tie the record. You need two guys to break the record. I just feel like they're going to get there some way, and we'll see what happens with the rest of them.
So after JJ selected, I agree with you. I doubt there'll be anybody else in the first round unless Roman Wilson was a major surprise at the end of the first round tonight in the draft. I assume Roman's the second player selected, or will it be Corum? What do you think?
I mean, I think there's a good chance it's Sainer still, honestly. I mean, I've seen mock drafts where he's right there at the top of round 2. Maybe a team falls in love with him and moves up just a little bit to get him at the end of round 1, but I think Roman Wilson you can put in that pot. I think you can put Sainer still in that pot. Chris Jenkins might have an outside chance at being in that pot. We'll see what happens. But, you know, given the fact that the consensus about this draft is that you've got 15 guys pretty safely that I think have first-round grades, and then from like 16 to 50, 16 to 60, whatever it is, depending on the board you put value in, there's not a lot of separation there. So I do wonder, you know, similar to how teams, when in doubt, they would just take the Alabama player or they would just take the Georgia player in years past. I do wonder if all things are held equal, what happens with some of these Michigan guys. So I wouldn't rule out a surprise first rounder at the end tonight, but I do think it probably will just be the one. And then, you know, you'll have a lot of foundational pieces that come off the board tomorrow. And then Saturday is the day where you're seeing if they can set some kind of record.
Blake Corum, I almost have this vibe that he's going to end up playing for Harbaugh with the Chargers. Am I crazy to think that?
I don't think so. I think if there's one pound-the-table guy, and you look at all these teams that have made these offseason moves, I mean, the Chargers need a running back. Gus Edwards is not going to be enough. They're going to want to run the ball a lot. And Corum is slimmed down, I think, maybe in an effort to get kind of closer to what he was during his true freshman season or that season in 2021. He's been running routes out of the slot for teams. He did it at Pro Day. He did it a little bit at the NFL Combine. You know, they got some reps in doing that. So I feel like if there's one guy, if you had to set the odds for a guy to be someone that Jim Harbaugh pounds the table for, I think Blake Corum is probably pretty high on that list.
I agree. Anthony Broom, the Wolverine.com coverage of the Michigan players and the NFL draft and the connections to all the selections. And will they break Georgia's record of 15 players selected in one draft? We'll see by the end of the day on Saturday. You can follow the Michigan connection to the NFL draft here in Detroit at the Wolverine.com. Anthony, good stuff. Enjoy the weekend.
Of course. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
You're listening to The Huge Show, live statewide on the Michigan Sports Network from the NFL Draft in Detroit and the 313 Party at the Caucus Club with Bull Rush Sports, Coppercraft Distillery, the Tullymore Golf Resort, and Doran Mayhew.
Hey, Michigan, let's go big. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking real big-time winning on the hottest slots and table games on one incredible app, Eagle Casino and Sports.
Sign up now and get up to $1,500. That's right. We'll match your deposit for up to $1,500, and you'll get 100 free spins.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Thursday Roadshow is in the epicenter of the 2024 NFL Draft. We're about 0.3 miles away at the Caucus Club for our 313 First Round NFL Draft Bash. Private event with David Gregory, NFLPA certified sports agent, Bull Rush Sports, a sports management firm based in West Michigan. Marty Boer and the Michigan Sports Network, The Huge Show, and also great marketing partners like Coppercraft Distillery, Dorn Mayhew, Tullymore Golf Resort, Atwater Brewery, Leelanau Cellars, and more. Speaking of the draft, I wanted to bring in Tony Anise, head football coach at Ferris State University. David Gregory from Bull Rush Sports also with us. Tony, I want to talk about one of David's guys. And David, let's talk about one of your clients on the list this year from Big Rapids.
Yeah, thanks, Huge. Good to see you. Good to hear you, Coach. Yeah, I'm working with Olare Oladipo, your defensive lineman, who was a transfer from Illinois and has been, again, an outstanding player for you. And just wanted to make that connection again. And he's working hard and hopeful that we either gets drafted or maybe a priority free agent contract.
Yeah, he played a cross on the other side with Caleb Murphy. Actually, Caleb Murphy was his best friend here at Ferris. And Caleb, Caleb was a free agent and made the 53-man roster. So we're hopeful for LeRae. We haven't had a million guys drafted at Ferris, but anybody that gets in camp really has a good chance to make a team based upon, our track record.
Tony, you mentioned you haven't had a lot of guys drafted, but a lot of former Bulldogs have found their way to the NFL. Since you've been coaching at Ferris, how many guys have ended up making it to the big league?
Well, we've got, 10 guys that have made 53-man rosters. That means, basically they were drafted in a game since I've been at Ferris. And so it's been pretty incredible. A lot of great, great, hardworking dudes that, half the battle here in the NFL is just to be able to endure, the mindset you need to endure to be able to make it. We've had great luck, and our guys have really been, super successful. Steeler was the only one that was drafted in my tenure here, and he's a superstar for the Dolphins. But Javier Thomas has been in the league a long time now, and Justin Zimmer was in the league a long time, and Vanderlaan, and guys like that, Jake Lampman. And so we've done really well with guys that kind of sustain a certain level. Malik Taylor is still with the Jets and has done really well, and he was an undrafted free agent as well. So, it's a great formula for success if you're willing to pay the price to to work hard and do the things you need to do to grind it through.
And before I let go, who's on that next level now inside the Ferris State football program that could be the next man or position player to make it in the NFL?
Well, right now, you know, LeRae, Sean Stevens went to Michigan State's pro day and blew it away, ran sub 4.4, you know, like 4.37. Xavier Wade from Holland West Ottawa is my guy that I believe is as good as any player I've ever coached. And so I'm confident that NFL teams taking a chance on him, you know, they're going to pay huge dividends with him. And, yeah, obviously the guys that we got here at Ferris, you know, there's several guys that have a shot. You know, we got some offensive linemen and defensive linemen. And the skill set, you know, Tyrese Hunt Thompson's as good a receivers we've had in a long time, too. So hopefully the future's bright and we keep on feeding the NFL with high-caliber players.
Tony Anisa, football coach at Ferris State University. Tony, thanks for your time. Enjoy the draft this weekend.
Enjoy yourself down there, guy.
All right, Tony Anisa checking in. David Gregory, Bull Rush Sports. Hey, the party officially hasn't begun here at the Caucus Club, but it has already begun. Enjoy the evening, and we'll share some laughs.
Thanks a lot, Huge.
All right, Josh Garvey, who is the managing shareholder for Dorn Mayhew. They used to be Bean Garter. Dorn Mayhew's GR office. He's going to join us final segment. He has his top 10 selections. Josh, why don't you step in quickly? We've got a few minutes here at the end of the broadcast. He's going to predict his top 10 tonight just down the street on the NFL draft stage with Goodell. And Josh, who's your top 10?
I got number one, the Bears taking Caleb Williams. Number two, Jaden Daniels. Three, Drake May. Four, Marvin Harrison Jr. Five, I've got my son Drew from yesterday's segment, the 9-year-old calling the trade. I think that J.J. McCarthy's heading out west to the Chargers.
Wow.
So I think we got a trade swap there. Number six, I've got the Giants taking Rome Udunze from Washington. Number seven, Joe Alt from Notre Dame. Eight, Dallas Turner to the Falcons. Nine, slipped a little bit. I think the Bears are going to take a little bit of protection for their new quarterback, J.C. Latham, out of Alabama. 10, Brock Bowers to the Jets. Don't be surprised if he slips in the draft. Lastly, real quick, I've got the Detroit Lions. You asked me to predict who they're going to pick. They're going to trade down a few spots. Kool-Aid McKinstry from Alabama.
Trade down or trade up?
Trade up.
Trade up.
Sorry, they're going to trade up in the draft. Take Kool-Aid McKinstry out of Alabama. Right. So I've had some luck with the Alabama guys. So that's my picks.
All right, Joshua, I appreciate Dorn Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting CPA firms, your support of the Huge Show across Michigan and also our 313 draft party that is set to begin. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, Josh Garvey, managing shareholder of Dorn Mayhew's GR office or world headquarters, just up 75 in Troy, and I'll be there tomorrow. Day two of our Detroit metro area NFL draft coverage, and we'll look back at round one tonight. Could Harbaugh trade away Herbert and have JJ, and they're together forever, reunited, and it feels so good? What will the Lions do? Will they trade up and get a corner or edge rusher? Will they trade out of the first round and let the 100,000 people down the street right now say, why'd I pay $100 a parking spot? Who knows what will happen, but we'll break it down on the Huge Show on the Twitter feed tonight. As it happens, at Huge Show on Twitter, the Huge Show on Facebook, and tomorrow on the 19 radio stations across the state. Remember, if you missed any of our pre-draft coverage from the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit, you can search the Huge Show where you download podcasts, Apple, Google, Spotify, iHeart, Amazon, Podbean, and more. Just search the Huge Show, catch up, and then tomorrow at 3, I'll be at the Dorn Mayhew World Headquarters in the big boardroom where they might just name me a partner for the heck of it and say, why not? Let's just cut Bill a check and let him be a partner. And it will put him over like in Switzerland and he'll do a show, a Swiss show on sports, on Alpine skiing, every day with his Alpine skiing insider, Josh Garvey. Thank you, Marty Boer, Michigan Sports Network. Thank you to Doran Mayhew, Coppercraft Distillery, Atwater Brewery, Tullamore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, and David Gregory and the Bull Rush Sports Team. It's going to be a historic night in downtown Detroit. And thank you, Superfly Hayes, back in Grand Rapids at our flagship station, 96.1 The Game. We'll talk tomorrow at 3 from the Doran Mayhew World Headquarters in Troy and look back at round 1 of the NFL Draft.